After how long a gap?
That was a gap of, was it from 1962 to 72, a gap of 10 years. And my goodness, people asked me how did I manage to deal with the medicine, the changes that had taken place in the medicine. The medicine itself was not difficult because somehow I found that the training, the basic training that we'd had at the Radcliffe was so good that if one really stuck to taking a good detailed history and doing a proper physical examination, things would fall into place. Treatments had changed, but one could quickly pick up on the ways diseases, conditions were managed. But the actual length of stay in hospital and attitudes had changed radically. And people were whizzing in and out of hospital. They'd stay in for a few days, have tests done, sort things out, start on treatment, and off they went. And particularly for diabetes, this was very, very important. It was clear that it was much preferable to stabilise a patient in their normal working conditions and their living conditions than to do it while they were lying in bed doing nothing. And also the part that they could play in the management of their condition had changed, and there were blood monitors they could take home and check their blood sugars. And the emphasis on urine testing diminished rapidly. It was still being done at that time, but I've seen it gradually phased out over the past 20 years or so. I'm not sure at what point the blood monitors came in, but they certainly were doing some finger prick testing, at least by the nurses, if not taking over the testing themselves. So that was very interesting, and the sliding scales were very much used, where the insulin levels would be adjusted according to the blood sugar levels over the first few days after admission in some kind of crisis, and then the final fine-tuning would be done at home during normal life.